Women prisoners say they feel discriminated against by employers and that finding a job once they're on the outside is extremely difficult. But they say a careers expo for those soon to be released from prison is giving them hope that they can turn their lives around. Our reporter Jessie Chang and visual journalist Claire Easton-Farrelly have the story.
At first glance, it looks like any other careers expo. Banners are set up and flyers are being handed out. Employers from the construction and heavy vehicle industries to textiles and fabrics are touting their wares. The only difference is that those interested in the jobs on offer are behind bars at the Auckland Region Women's Corrections Facility in Wiri. They say they never thought steady employment was available for them.
Because there's not much opportunities out there for prisoners and ex-prisoners. So a lot of people look at you differently, you know, you get treated differently. But it's good that this is here because it is actually giving us another chance and another opportunity for, you know, us to carry on living our lives as normal people.
RNZ cannot identify the woman because of privacy reasons, but every inmate we spoke to talked about feeling like the odds were stacked against them.
It's quite nerve-wracking
for us. Just gets pushed aside, eh?
Yeah. It's like, we get the last pick, you know, we're put at the bottom of the list.
There's a lot of discrimination, I think, where prisoners are concerned, because with my charges, I am judged. I am, you know, we're not first option for a job opportunity, so for me, I have to really seriously consider where I want to go in life, how I'm going to get there, and what is it that I want to do, you know, and who's going to help me achieve all that. So we do come across barriers, but the more you get knocked down, you just got to keep getting back up and keep trying.
The Careers Expo is a part of Corrections' This Way for Work program, which aims to stop prisoners from reoffending and get them into stable jobs. Since it started in November of 2016, more than 2,700 offenders have been employed and about 68% of them stay in the job for more than 6 months. For the first time, a speed recruiting session is being introduced where employers can hold quick meet and greets with the prisoners. Carl Bethel from Corrections is in charge of getting prisoners into work. He initially thought it would be hard for employers to get on board.
Natural fact, if you're open and honest and you build that rapport, I've been surprised by how many employers are actually keen to give people a second go.
One of the employers at the expo, Bridgman Concrete, says it only started hiring ex-convicts in the last 2 years. Its general manager, Tim Walters, says they've hired 10 ex-prisoners in that time and still currently employ 9.
At the end of the day, we see it as that they've actually, you know, paid the debt to society. What's the worst they can do to us? You know, they can't pinch concrete off us, so, no. And the first two really proved themselves, turning up every day, hard working, great attitude. So, yeah, that really paved it for the rest of the guys to come on board. So, yeah, very good.
So it's something that you definitely recommend to other employees?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely recommend it to anybody who's looking for staff.
And for Carl Bethel, he's looking forward to a day when he's not needed anymore.
Well, I guess it's one of those things, if I do my job really well, I'll make myself unemployed. And wouldn't that be a great, great thing?
I tāmaki makaurau o te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei, ko Jessie Chang tēnei.